Hello and happy Tuesday, November 4th, coming to you from the black and white room. There is no more blue room, but I had a request. I had hundreds of emails saying, where are you, Kat? Reality Real with Kat, we miss you. So I'm coming to you to bring you some tea. You ready for some tea today? I'm sure you've heard about it, but I just want to make sure that we can get in the comments, chat about it, to get your feel for a couple of these things. First off, let's talk about COVID. The big COVID with a K, as in the Kardashians. They're not taking any of it seriously. They can't hold their party back. Kim went to an island for her 40th birthday, brought a ton of people. Kendall had to have her birthday party over the weekend at a restaurant in LA. Just to spread the wealth around, right? Just keep spreading it instead of keeping your ass at home. Watch what you're doing. Save us all. Have small parties. Can you do that? Let me know what you think in the comments. I don't want to spend too much time on them because it's not worth it. Let's talk about The Bachelorette. Oh my gosh. Claire. So, I don't watch The Bachelorette. I never usually do, but my daughter got me involved. And now I am involved. So, there's only been 3 episodes so far. The next one is tomorrow night. Claire comes on and she's the new Bachelorette, but she falls for Dale the minute he gets out of the car. She's like, I think I met my husband. So then the whole time she was just focused on Dale. So anytime they got some alone time together, they were like high school students in a closet. It was just insane. It was ridiculous. I was embarrassed to watch. All these other guys, these poor guys who were there to meet her and see if they have a chance with her, they had no chance. No chance whatsoever. So first we had, every time they went on a date, she wanted to talk about Dale. So what does Dale say about me? And even when they'd say, okay, wait a minute. This is my time with you. Can we just chat about us, get to know each other? Yeah. But what does Dale say about me in what context? Oh, she's so thirsty for Dale. Then at one point, when a gentleman gets really upset with her about it all, she storms off crying. No, he actually got upset because she had them play strip dodgeball, which was a little much. Could you imagine if The Bachelor had women strip and play dodgeball? That would be a problem, right? So it should be for her too. But he went a little overboard. He even called her the oldest bachelorette. Oh my God, what an insult. But guess what? Dale was there to console her. Oh, Dale, who is kind of handsome. He actually looks like a male version of Leanne Rimes. Check it out when you get a minute. So then at one point, they all do a roast on Dale, and she can't believe it. She's so upset. She storms off going, they're roasting my fiance. My fiance. So then they have another makeout session in her room, just like, again, high school students. It's crazy. And all these guys are like, we're going to go get time with her. Why bother? I mean, it's so embarrassing. You know what they're doing at this point. And then poor Zach. There was a gentleman named Zach something. I think his name was Zach. They had a date. It was kind of awkward. But they're in the pool. She says, okay, let's go get ready for dinner. She literally reaches down to kiss him. He reaches back to kiss her. She pulls back and goes, ah. Like he did something wrong. Like he didn't want to kiss her. So he, you know, pulls her back like, no, I really wanted to. And he was rather emotional about it. She took it as he was aggressive. It may have came off as aggressive. I don't know her trigger, so I'm not going to judge. I don't know. But I do know, I think it was mostly his emotions going, but no, I did want to kiss you, because she made him feel like he didn't want to kiss her. So he was just trying to make up for that. So they go to get dressed for dinner, and she leaves him sitting there. Guess who shows up and not her? Chris. Is that his name? I think that's his name. See, I'm so new to this. So he shows up to say, not only is she not showing up, but we're sending you home tonight. Oh, man. So tomorrow night should be really good because I think she's going to run off with Leanne Rhimes. Dale. And run off into the sunset. So they already have a replacement there. So keep up with the Bachelorette. The Bachelorette. And I know we all know that my favorite couple got engaged. Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani. I love them as a couple. Do you guys? Tell me about it. Get in the comments. Tell me what you think and let's chat. Alright, so... Oh, now they're saying Scott Disick, who my mother loved. Oh my gosh, she was so cute about him. He was dating Sophia Richie. He is no longer. He started dating her when she was 19. Now they say he is dating 19-year-old Amelia Gray. Lisa Rinna's daughter. Oh, I can't stand Lisa Rinna. She needs to be off Beverly Hills Housewives and go do her own thing. I really don't even want to watch when she's on the screen. She does everything for effect and not in a good way. So tell me what you think about her down in the comments. Come on, let's chat about it, shall we? All right, so what do you guys think about this? And I think we all saw it coming, didn't we? Erika Jayne is divorcing her husband. Surprise, surprise. She just needed her own wad of cash and then she dumped him. So sad. Unless, because I'm not there, I'm not judging. Unless something really bad happened that we don't know about, doubt it. But if something bad really did happen, then I feel bad for her. Doubt it. But let me know what you guys think in the comments. Tell me about that as well. So I think that is all that I wanted to talk about. I know we talk about Big Brother, which just ended. And I'm... Didn't love the show. Did not love it when it was on. No, I didn't. The finale was really good. And if you guys watch Big Brother, then you're probably really happy that Nicole got cut. And I think whether you like her or not, because it was finally they did a big move. We all knew Cody was going to win either way, and he deserved to. He did play a really good game. And everybody that was out, it's their fault because they should have picked up Janelle and Kacer to begin with. Oh, they're my favorite. And they could have got a lot of people much further. Much, much further. And Davon won, America's favorite player. Go, Davon. Go, go, Davon. So they get out of the house. And Nicole then unfollows Cody, his girlfriend, Memphis, Davon. And so on. A lot of different people. They said even Julie Chen, but I looked. Julie was still on there. You go, Julie. You're still in. So that's that. She's only done a couple interviews so far. So if you're a Big Brother fan, check YouTube. Check and see any of her interviews and see what's doing there. Anything else? Any comments? Leave them in the comments. We'll chat there. We'll catch up. And I promise to come out and do another podcast because I miss you guys. And I do love all the love in my email. So make sure you leave a comment. Let me know how you like it. How you like me. How you like me now. And we'll continue to chat. I'll just come back, give you the tea as I know it. Does that sound fair? Oh, and I will keep you up to date with The Bachelorette. I think that's it. Have a good one. I will talk to you soon.